We are definitely ready. We're peaking at the right time. We had a great rehearsal last night. We've got our dress rehearsal tonight. We'll be there most of the day today, setting up the stage, getting the Jerry Kippel is doing our sound for us again. He's going to be getting the sound all set up, and it should be an outstanding show.
All righty,
you should see his dress.
'Twas the night before Christmas, Gary. You're going to open your mouth like that. You're next. Tell us a little bit about the show here tonight. Or tomorrow night, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night, once again, a mixture of everything. Serious Christmas songs to funny antics, I guess.
Witnessed a little bit of a sampler play to that on Saturday night of last weekend, Bill. That was a lot of fun.
That was an outstanding time and for a great cause, the Toys for Tots. So like I said at the concert, being the token Marine of the male chorus, I'm fond of the Toys for Tots program, and we support it wholeheartedly.
I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the show here on Saturday night, but events like last Saturday are also, I mean, I know, Gary, you couldn't be there, but that's not uncommon for the male chorus if you're asked to be somewhere to do a couple of things, by all means.
Oh, yeah. We've done quite a few this year. We did a couple of the, what was it, the Bible Camp?
Yeah.
Oh, well, looking for money for...
Yeah, we do it.
Updates. Mm-hmm. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
Well, that's why we in here at 7:30 in the morning.
We sing for the Senior Center, the Strictly Gospel group, the subgroup of the chorus. We do a lot of the shows to represent the chorus. It's difficult to get 40 people. Right. We have 40 people singing this year in the chorus, and it's difficult to mobilize 40 people to do all of these shows. Strictly Gospel takes on a lot of that, and we do a lot of smaller shows. We do a lot of church work. The Veterans Hospital here in Marquette, nursing homes. We seldom turn down an opportunity to sing for somebody. It's a great community thing that we do, and people are looking for talent, and we try to oblige whenever we can.
That's why we have backups.
Yeah.
Because your life does get busy, and sometimes you can make it, sometimes you can't.
Well, Gary, we talked about the show here, but Bill's got all the information in front of him for Saturday night in Nagani High School Auditorium. Great venue for this. Acoustics in there are fantastic for you. What's the rundown of the show here, Bill?
Well, the program is going to be a great program. Like Gary said earlier here a few minutes ago, we've got some nice serious Christmas music. We've got some, we're doing one in Latin, Toccata, Praise, Adoramus, Te is a Latin number. We got some readings. We got the First Noel, a nice arrangement of the First Noel, very good spiritual, All Ye of Gentle Spirit. We've got... The Kemp boys are going to join us. There's four young lads. I think they range from 8 years old. In fact, the 8 year old just turned 8 last week, and I think they're 8 to 14, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to do three numbers for us. Always nice to have the youth as part of our program. We're going to do a whisper, a nice arrangement of We Three Kings, Glorious Impossible. Come and see what's happening in the barn. Those two are strictly gospel numbers. And gospel this year is taking a little bit of a turn where we've got a band behind us. We've got Keith Pokenhorn and Jerry Kippola of Shotgun Kelly and State 51. They're going to back us up. Phil Lindblom is going to play drums for us on that one. And Kim Linton, who sings with the gospel group, is going to play lead guitar. It's going to be a great number. It's going to be a real crowd pleaser, we're sure. We've got a number called Who's That Baby? Mary Mary. That's the cradle scene. We've got another reading the night before Christmas. And then we get into some funny stuff. We've got the Nutcracker Jingle, the 30-second fa-la-la, Mistletoe. And then we're going to close up with the one from Handel's, the most famous song of Christmas, I think, the most widely sung, the Hallelujah Chorus.